Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chavtes, Gittin 29a, pagination is 57. We're starting from the Mishnah, midway on the page. Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. A person who is appointed to bring a get in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi points out the significance of in Eretz Yisrael that he's not going to need to say b'fanai nechtav uv'fanai nechtam, that the get was written in front of him. As we discussed earlier, that Eretz Yisrael would have certain exceptions which may not have been applicable later on in history, but at the time this Mishnah was being written, Eretz Yisrael was the code word. A shliach that does not have to say b'fanai nechtav uv'fanai nechtam v'chala. And what happened? This shliach became sick. He's not able to continue. Hareze mishalcho b'yad acher. He's allowed to send it in the hands of a different shliach, the Mishnah tells us. And now we appreciate why the case was staged regarding a case of Eretz Yisrael that he doesn't have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, because if he did have to say b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam when he finally delivers the get, how could he possibly hand it over to somebody else? That somebody else would never be able to say that declaration which is required, and they would be at a loss. We'll have to discuss in a moment what the solution would be. But there's no simple solution to simply hand it over to another shliach. Now, this allowance to hand it over is limited to a case where he's chala, he's sick, he's out of commission. Normally, he's not allowed to just hand over the get to a different person. That's not what the husband asked him to do. In Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Se'if Lamed Ches, Hashaleach get le'ishto, a man sent a get to his wife using this messenger. Va'omar lo, he said, holech get ze le'ishti, take this get to my wife. Lo yishalchenu biyad acher, he's not allowed to hand it over to a different messenger. One messenger can't hand it over to a different messenger, elo imken chola, unless he got sick, which was the case of our Mishnah, one enas, or similarly, if some other ones happens that he just can't go on, he'll be able to hand it over to a different messenger. O shepiresh lo shayocha limno shliach, u shliach shliach ad kama shluchim. Or if the husband specified that the shliach is allowed to appoint a shliach to conduit the get, in which case he might even say, and the messenger can appoint a messenger, unlimited, in order to get the get to his wife, which is indeed the way we have the husband phrase it in our day when he designates the sofer, the bezdin, the edim, to take care of the get for his wife. He specifies it with a wording, and the messenger can appoint a messenger, and that messenger can appoint even until 100 messengers to make sure that a get is in fact received and approved by the bezdin, by the officiating rabbi on the wife's end, as a valid get. Now, this is fairly straightforward. Normally, he's not allowed to designate a shliach. If he's chala or nenas, or the husband approved it already, then he's allowed to designate a shliach. But there was a very specific condition over here. This is only in cases where you don't have to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. Because in a case that you have to say b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam, you're in a quandary, because the person you designate to continue with the get is not going to be able to make that declaration when he gets to the wife's location. Let's turn over the page. Fourth line of Amud Beis, Masnisin, the very next Mishnah. Hamevi get mimedinas hayom. If you're bringing a get from a different country, meaning any case where befanai nechtav or befanai nechtam would have to be said, the shliach would be obligated to say it was written and signed in front of me. And again, medinas hayom is an expression. It could apply in Eretz Yisrael too during later years. Such a person who needs to say that formula, befanai, v'chola, he got sick. What should he do? He has a get. He needs to get it to the wife's location. Ose shliach bevezdin. The solution for him is that he will make the shliach in front of bezdin, umishalcho, and in that way he'll be able to send this new messenger. Va'omer lifneim, he'll say in front of Bezdin in the city that he finds himself now when he got sick, befanei nechtav v'vafanei nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of me. And like this, the shliach that's leaving from the Bezdin is leaving having already had the get approved based on the befanei, and he's been designated with the Bezdin's approval to proceed to the wife's city and give the get. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Si'if Mem, Kishememana HaShliach, Shliach Acher, when the first messenger appoints a new messenger, Im Hu Tzarech Lomar Befanai Nechtav Befanai Nechtam, if he was a Shliach that would have had to say, it was written and signed in front of me, then tzarech limnoso b'fnei Bezdin, he has to appoint this new shliach in front of Bezdin, and as the Mishnah explained, in front of that Bezdin, he would say, b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and once that's done, the new shliach will be able to bring the get to the wife successfully. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.